I was sitting in the red Adirondack chair, lost in Plato's Republic, admiring his dialectic, chuckling at Glaucon's pugnacious interjections, and enjoying an overall pleasant afternoon on Morgan Field, when suddenly a roar from High Street tore me from my entrancement. A semi barrels down High Street, engine howling, exhaust pouring into the tree's early changing leaves. The effects of these behemoths should not mar such a quaint area with small-town charm. These large trucks that define Carlisle as a shipping hub pollute Dickinson College and the surrounding Carlisle area with noise and the toxins from their exhaust. It is rare that I escape this noise. Even in the library, the reverberations and clamor of High Street manage to reach me. Classes as well are often marred by the noise. Such an environment is not possibly conducive to learning. A small liberal arts college situated in this small local environment seems designed to be disconnected from such distractions that should be associated with a university in the big city. The second effect of Carlisle's truck infestation is a polluted town. Yes, Dickinsonia, with her green initiatives and LEED gold buildings and sustainability programs, is located in an area that the American Lung Association ranked as number 17 out of 277 metropolitan areas for most 24-hour particle pollution. These trucks are not only a hazard to our earth. Seeing as they grab the attention of the American Lung Association, it is veritably dangerous to our health. Those with chronic bronchitis, asthma, emphysema, and heart disease are at risk in the area. So what can Carlisle do to help this situation? With the city being somewhat of a hub for shipping, it may be difficult to change the influx of trucks due to the revenue from the industry. However, there are some possible changes. Perhaps if there were to be a weight limit for vehicles that pass through the residential areas and Dickinson campus, this would create less noise for the surrounding area to listen to. Carlisle could also implement time restrictions for these larger trucks. Having fewer trucks on the road during the time of highest air pollution would be better for the environment, and for us, as it is the air we are breathing. Dickinson College could specifically make some changes in order to deal with the noise aspect of these trucks. If soundproofing of High Street side walls is possible, it could be very beneficial to the peace of classrooms and the library. Considering the library's architecture and how old some of the buildings like Denny Hall are, it may not be practical at the moment or even possible, but perhaps it is something to consider for the future. This would create a better learning environment for the Dickinson community. There are many difficulties, such as there are with any systematic changes, with creating an alternate possibility for the community. Carlisle does rely heavily on the shipping industry, and the reaction to any change or restriction could be received rather roughly. But if Carlisle and its community could find a way to mediate a successful change, it would be tolerable to a select group in the shipping market and favorable to the majority of the community who would have a higher standard of living.